How old were you when you moved to the farm at Molash?
When what?
How old were you when you moved to Molash?
Look, I was four when we come to one cottage, the first move from Sittingbourne.
Mm.
Then we was there 6 years. So I was 10 when I went to the other house in Molash. There was only an acre of ground to that. And father hadn't got room to move, you know. He was buying a lot of cobs and you couldn't turn four or five in one meter. And then Butcher's Farm on the opposite side of the road, that's all. Come for let. And father went down to see the agent, Parsons his name was, Billy Parsons. And he let it to him. And then we took 3 acres off Sir Waterbury. And we was all right, see. And that's what we finished up with. And we bought 3 cottages and the other land, and they put 11 acres on it. There were 9 acres, there was 26 or 57 or 31. Now there was 3 acres, nothing to do with it. 26 and 9, what's that?
35.
Oh, then it was 31 altogether. That was including the house. Oh no, then we bought 2 acres of orchard. All famous, what, back here, lives back here. So as we could get from one field, our house, to another field, that went up the main road. That's where we bought that.
What sort of things did you do on the farm, you know, apart from horse stealing and some arable?
We used to use our own corn, we used to grow oats, and father used to keep them for his horses. And that's all. He wouldn't sell anything. He told me, advised me, when I took a farm, whatever you do, let all your corn walk away. You understand that? Feed it on the farm. Don't sell it. Feed it on the farm. Well, you can't do it on a 200-acre farm, can you? Well, of course, he never dreamt of having a 200-acre farm. He told me I was mad when I took 60. He come and looked at it, and I had it 3 years rent-free. That was 1926. He was just very early, was. He used to drive an old pony up till he died from him. And he gave me the pony and told me to have him killed when I done with him. I had him killed next week. Too old to end him with.
He had some corn. Was the rest just pasture for the... Was the rest just pasture for the horses on the farm?
Yes, oh yes, we used to turn them here. Yeah. My guy. And they used to keep a couple of good horses, and no bounds what they were. Never had two the same horses together long, because I was always selling one of them, seeing them buying another one. Sometimes I only got one, sometimes I got four. I've been bit all over with horses. I carried the marks on my shoulder for 6 weeks where a horse fixed me right across the shoulder. I've had marks here where a horse bit me there. Now that I was. Oh, I've been bitten all over. Never was kicked. Oh, I looked out and gave him plenty of room with his legs.
Do you think it was good advice your father had for? Do you think it was a good way of running a small farm like he did? Do you think he could do it?
Well, he got a living. That's all mattered, was it? You see, mother got a good job in the post office. She was got a good job. She was a bit religious, my mother was. She used to take the children to Sunday school and arrange outings for the parson. She was very fond of the parson. I was in the choir, I told you. My father wasn't religious at all, but he was straight. That's all religion he was. Too straight to be a horse dealer, to get a good living, though.
Well, you had to be a bit underhand, did you, to make it?
You wanted to be a little twisty, you know. Never tell him the truth. Horse dealer didn't, but my father used to tell him the truth. He wouldn't send a horse to a man if it wasn't genuine. He wouldn't send a horse to a man if he knew it didn't suit him. You send him down to Old Slippery. Let him do that, yeah. But they got on. We got on well with horses. Yeah. Used to always keep a lot of pigs. I used to keep quite a lot of pigs. few sheep. My neighbour used to come and help me when I was doing the lambing. Well, any trouble, only had to go down Amos's. It was just about 5 minutes walk. He used to come up here and he'd come over and help me. Because I didn't know nothing about taking a lamb out of a ewe, did I? Not at my age.
What did you do with the lambs? What did you do with the lambs?
Lambs, my father used to bring them up and take them back. In the olden days, going back now, when we first came to Molash, when I was from 4 to 10, our neighbour used to go to Ashford with 2 sheep in the back of his cart every Tuesday to get money to pay his men and live on. 2 sheep. About 5 or 2 he used to come to. He's lucky if he got 6. So it shows what you paid your men. Well, I had 16 shillings a week when I got married in 1912. And my father's cottage, and that was 2 bob a week. We'd let the cottage 2 bob a week, and we had to give a man a week's notice to get out. So those were going on, I got married. We gave him a month's notice because I knew when I was going to get married. Vidian, his name was. Old George Vidian. He used to work for us.
You did have men on the farm?
He used to work odd, you know, when we was harvesting or anything. We wanted a little out. Setting words out. Well, I couldn't do that. Setting words out. He used to drill your wurzel, and they used to come up perhaps as thick as that. See? You'd get 10 in a foot. Well, you only wanted 1 in a foot. So the other 9 had to be chopped out, didn't they? Well, you used to give a man 6 bob an acre to go and set your wurzel out. We used to call it setting a wurzel out. I got my oil out there yesterday. I told my son, my grandson, I said, if they want you setting a wurzel out, of course I never thought. I said, don't forget, I got a hoe for my purpose, with corners, sharp corners, for hook them out. See? And he said, well, we don't sit none out. Of course, they got automatic drills now that put one in where it's wanted, every foot, see? My son's got electric drill. That's what he puts his Swedes in with, this drill.
What did you do with the 9 you dug out?
Dropped it. Boy, they wouldn't be at that oil. I'd wither up and I'd die.
Why do you plant so many? Is it?
Well, you can. The drill oil, it's sold now. I had it made, cost £13. In 1926, I sold it 3 years ago for 5 shillings. And we've kept it all that time. Used it right up till I give up, and this Jim bought this automatic drill. That cost £13. That's made. It was made to order. I was the first one to have a three-row Kent drill. That put in 3 rows. The old ones always put in 2. That's made. That's been furbished ever since I can remember. And I went down there and I said to this chap, the manager, I said, this blooming thing, I said, I got a shim, what we use to clean them up between the rows, does 3 rows. I said, with that 2-row thing, I says, it's odd that sometimes you get one close and your plate takes a row out, you see. I said, can't you build me one, I said, with 3 rows? Yeah, you can if you like. And it cost me £13. And they built it.
1926.
Yeah. And we used it up to, we used it all the time we was there, 8 years. The first year I was there, I said, I'll never borrow any more tools. I bought a new corn drill. And my old man was bankrupt. He was going out to farm. He says, first man I want to borrow that is Nichols. That's next door. Well, I said, he won't borrow it, so I shan't lend it to him. And since ever we started putting grey peas in, that's the first thing you put in on a farm, grey peas, in the old days. Don't grow them now. Up come Nichols. Lend it your drill, I want to put my grey peas in. I said, no, I shan't lend it to you. You're a tidy neighbour. That's first year, see? I said, well, I said, I want to do in repairing. I says, in about 3 years' time, who's going to do it? You? Oh, I don't know. Well, I said, you can have it. Well, it'll cost you a shilling an acre. See? And then that'll outdo the repairs, won't it? You know he don't want it, he says. So he never come borrowed anything else off me. That's settled that job, didn't it?
Why didn't you plant grey peas, or what were they?
Just ordinary peas, like the peas today, and they were grey peas that we used to feed the sheep with, pigs. Finest thing in the world, little pigs. We, you know, up to 6 weeks old. Always used to grow a bit of grey peas.
Did your father grow them on his farm at Moolan?
No, he didn't. Only have a bit of oats. No, he just growed oats for his horses.
What did he feed his pigs on then?
Old Miller used to come round with an old horse and cart. Big as sharp, 7 bob. Oh, middlings they call them now, don't they? We used to call them sharps. Barley meal. That was about 8 bob. On a white. Already ground and delivered. Oh, I just grown my uncle for the old sales. These were, you know, my uncle were a little, he used to get in the old sales. Sheep. Horses. Oh, they love them, horses do. Oh, they do love them. We've gone in and the old horses got used to having one, we give them one a day, see? Just for a relish. And if they hear you chuck one up in the manger, the others holler like hell. You know. They want theirs.
Wasn't keeping pigs a risky business? Was keeping pigs a risky business?
Oh, we never had swine fever. I don't think there was... I don't think I could ever remember swine fever. We never had it. I think it was a case of boredom. I don't know whether that was swine fever or whether it wasn't. It was closed. We went longer one day and the police told us we got to go some other way because it was something. I think, I don't know, it may have been swine fever. I don't know. If you had anything the matter with a pig, you had to notify the ministry, you know. And we got an old sale.
When's this?
This is going back now. I was at home from the war, home from the army. I was 17 then, and this sale was queer, and she got purple spots on her, come out on her skin. So we got hold of the police and they notified the ministry. And the bloke come up and said, we should have to shoot her. He says, then I can open her and find out what's the matter with her, see? So he says, you going to shoot her? Are you going to shoot her? He says, no. He says, you shoot her. So I went in and got me gone. Still got the same gun. That's going back some, isn't it? That's wrong. That was the Second Year's War. This side by that gun. It was First Year's War that we're talking about. Early on. You know, he went in a chicken house while I shot it. He frightened. I looked around, where was he gone? And he come crawling over a chicken house. I shot her right in the forest. He took her organs out of her, you know, and he says, you can do what like with the rest, he says, I should advise you to bury it. He says, I'll give you an order to buy a bushel of lime. You bury her 6 foot deep and cover her with a bushel of lime. He says, I think he'd give us 4 and 6 to do that. And buy the lime. That was 4 of them, so I think the lime, that one already dear. And there was a chap next door to us, he was a runagate chap. A runagate chap, but a chap got to live in any area. As long as he got a bob or two, he was landed, see? So, Father Fitzburg crow up and says, bury that old sow for us, Bert. He's how much going to give me? Father says, 5 bob. He's all right, I'll do it. He said, you've got to go down 6 foot and then chuck that bushel of lime on her. He says, all right. So he was out in there digging this hole, put this old sewing in there. And he was a chap stood about 6 foot, you know. He was down in the hole. We could just see top of his head when we went round the corner. And he peeped over top and says, ain't this deep enough, Ted? Yes, Father says, put her in there. Then he stood up and he come up about there. He was squatting down in the hole. Oh, he laughed her to die. And Father said, no, he said, you got to go deeper than that. No, he said, you said put her in there. He said, in she goes. She's never one foot down on his 3 foot. Yeah.
He was a bit of an old devil, was he?
Huh?
He was a bit of an old devil, was he?
Oh, he was a real one. Yeah. I used to do mole catching on our farm. We used to have a lot of moles on the farm. And I set these traps up and they used to give us skin a mole and they used to give us strips of skin, you know. You, when you got a dozen and dried them, send them up to London to a firm and they gave us strips of three bob a dozen for these mole skins. Used to cost tuppence for carriage, postage.